Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com.
I think there's a little bit more pressure today than there was when I was a mom of young kids. And here's something that we love to tell moms. It is so true. There is no perfect to achieve. There is no such thing as the perfect mom. But you are already the perfect mom for your children because God gave those kids to you. No matter how they came into your household, whether by birth or adoption, whether they were planned or unplanned, it didn't surprise God that they came. And He has already equipped you as a mom to have the emotional resilience and the skills that you need when you lean on Him to raise beautiful, healthy children.
Well, that was kind of Ruth's question. She called in from Canton, South Dakota, and was wondering, you know, why are there so many women nowadays who are so insecure when it comes to raising children? And that's a challenging word. You offer in the book, I think, sort of five different, five attributes, I guess, that help moms in that chapter where you're talking about what if you're not enough. Say a little bit more about those.
Yeah, you know, it is common, I think, to worry about, am I enough? And, you know, the three beautiful truths, two of which I mentioned a while ago, the three beautiful truths of mommyhood are there is no perfect to achieve. The second one is you already are the perfect mom for your kids, even though you never will be the perfect mom because there is no such thing. And God gave you your children. The third truth that goes with that is if God made you a mom, then He's got your back. He loves you. He delights in you, even though He knows all of your imperfections and your weaknesses. You know, I love the verse in Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17, that talks about God is with you wherever you go. He is mighty to save. He takes great delight in you. And you know, for moms, I think that's a really important verse to camp out on because, especially as a new mom, you can feel like your life is just a mess. You didn't even have time to shower. You're going through life in your jammy pants. And, you know, you haven't had time to fix your hair. And you can really feel like just a failure as a woman because of the pressures on you as a new mom. And I think camping out in the verses where God talks to us about, oh, no, daughter, I delight in you, and I love you, and I don't expect you to be perfect. Come, He calls us and woos us and calls us to lean into Him for strength and just to be reminded that He delights in us, as Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 17 says.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.